2.47 lakh COVID cases in the country. It's a 27% rise. And just today, the Prime Minister held a key review meet to take stock of the situation, where he said the country needs to be on high alert, especially in festival season. He's also reiterated how most cases should be treated under home isolation, however, has warned that we must prepare for a variant after Omicron as well. And even as the positivity rate in the country soars, curbs have been relaxed for festivals. Take a look at those pictures. Thousands converge for a Holi dip as cases spike in Uttar Pradesh. Bihu celebrations were allowed in Assam. Crowds gathered at Ganga Sagar in West Bengal as they did at Tirupati. There was no social distancing that was seen. Karnataka Congress has suspended its 10-day Padyatra on day 5. Congress leaders Veerappa Moili, Mallikarjun Kharge are among the five leaders who tested positive. DK Shivakumar speaks to NDTV and denies that his colleagues tested positive because of the Yatra. Eight MLAs, including three ministers, have quit the Uttar Pradesh BJP in just 3 days. The Uttar Pradesh minister, who vowed to be with the BJP just yesterday, quit today. Dharam Singh Saini is likely to join the Samajwadi Party. The Congress has given a ticket to the mother of the Unnao rape victim. Priyanka Gandhi Vadra today announced the first list of candidates for the Uttar Pradesh election. The Samajwadi Party and RLD have also declared their first list of 29 candidates for the polls, 19 seats for RLD and 29 candidates for 10 seats for the SP. I beg your pardon. An NDTV exclusive, a new Chinese enclave in Bhutan. High-resolution satellite images with NDTV show 166 buildings and roads approximately less than 30 kilometers from Doklam. The Guwahati-Bikaner Express derails in West Bengal. Three people have died in this accident. Several are injured, say railway sources. And in the Haridwar hate speech row, the police have arrested Vaseem Rizvi, also known as Jitendra Tyagi, but no action has been taken against the four others accused in the case. And Rishabh Pant scores a brilliant century. India sets 212 as the target for South Africa in Cape Town.